some of the topics that we've touched upon are trading versus investing and setting yourself up professionally from an accounting perspective. We've also talked about trading being the perfect small business, that it's an equal opportunity employer and it rewards those who have the highest levels of discipline and who are committed to their own education. We've discussed data and your requirements for data, and the best data that we've come across we actually sell now on our website. So if you go to www.tradinggame.com.au and have a look at the data packages available, these are all packages that we recommend as professional traders. We also discussed education. So some of the best education to be able to be derived is things that you can actually play over and over again. We discussed disaster recovery and the importance of having backup systems, as well as looking at portfolio management and the paperwork and housekeeping issues that all traders have to face and come to terms with. And the final thing that we've just touched on is software considerations, how to choose the best piece of software to be able to derive the results that you're seeking. Now, the next topic that we're going to discuss is online trading and how you can utilise the online environment and compare that to using actual human brokers. There are several types of brokers that you can use to be able to fulfil your orders. The first type is a full-service broker, and they provide lots of different levels of service for you, lots of continual follow-up, and obviously there's a price tag attached to that. They would have the highest level of brokerage fee that you'd be paying for entry as well as exit of your particular trade. There are limited service brokers, and there are also discount brokers. Now, discount brokers fall into two categories. You have the online discount broker, and you also have the human discount broker. So I'd like to discuss the online environment and talk about whether that is the right thing for you to pursue as a trader. Perhaps you could comment, Chris, about the evolution from full-service broking, which used to be the common thing when I started trading, to the online environment.
Over the past 20 years, there's been somewhat of a revolution in the way people do business with stockbrokers and in turn via the means in which they interact with the market. When I first started trading, the full-service broker was the norm. You did business by actually ringing your broker or them ringing you. They would then place an order on the stock exchange floor. When floors disappeared towards the end of the late 80s, the early 90s, this actually opened up the way for discount or internet broking.
This change in the way that we've done business has actually led to a few different byproducts. One of the things that people have noted, and certainly there's a lot of research on this topic by a gentleman called Terence O'Dean and Brad Barber, they actually found that people who switched from a full brokerage environment to going online actually experienced a drop in their performance. So they actually decided to investigate this phenomenon and find out why that was. One of the things that they found is that traders who switch from a broker to the online environment tended to overestimate their own abilities. The broker tended to act as a circuit breaker, where if they were going to put on an inappropriate trade, they would have to obviously speak to their broker first before it went to the market, and that would act as a circuit breaker. They didn't actually want to speak to the broker in some ways, putting on some risky trades, so that stopped them from becoming less conservative. When they went online, they traded more actively and less profitably than before, and they lagged the market by more than 3% annually on average.
Interestingly, an analysis of the motivations of commodity speculators has found a similar thing and may have actually touched upon inadvertently the reasons as to why performance is degraded. What was actually found is that the majority of commodity speculators speculate not for financial gain, but rather for entertainment value. The move towards online trading has facilitated this entertainment. Trading has moved from a perception of being a business where you communicated with a broker who in turn communicated your order to what is now an analogue for what could be perceived as a computer game. We've therefore moved from what was regarded as a form of serious business, because stockbrokers used to hold a high position within society, to what is now regarded as a simple game.
Traders typically enter the market with an inflated opinion of their own abilities, but they simultaneously underestimate the amount of work required to become successful. They tend to attribute too much of their success to themselves, and unfortunately, traders also have a tendency to sell winning investments and to hold on to losing investments. They also recall their successes much more easily than their failures. So all of these psychological phenomena combine to making the online environment quite a tricky place to be.
Just on this point of view of being overconfident, there's a neat little experiment you can do at your next dinner party. Pick out the males in the audience, put them to one side, and then ask them which of those participants believe they have above average driving ability. Virtually everyone will put their hand up. Its statistics tell us that 50% of your sample group, by and large, must have below average ability. Traders are precisely the same. They enter the market with an overinflated view of what they'll be able to achieve in the short term. They believe that for some reason, either divine or not, they're blessed for success.